If you were hauling wood or something, did you have to do that sometimes?
Yeah, we had to haul it.
Now, when you'd be hauling wood in the wagon.
Well, Jeremy took the bed off and hauled it on the running gears.
Oh, is that how you do that?
Yeah. If it's whole wood, we did. But if it sewed it up in stick length in the woods, well, we took the bed, you know.
Oh, then you'd have to leave the bed on
it. Leave the bed on the wagon.
If it was smaller.
Yeah.
Type wood. And what would you call, like, if you were carrying wood, the amount of, how would you measure the amount of wood?
Well, we had a wheelbarrow. We hauled it from the wood yard to the house on the wheelbarrow.
And now, if you were in a wagon or something and you wanted your horses to go faster,
yeah,
what would you hit them with?
Well, some of them had a whip, you know, and some of them just shake their lines, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They'd go on faster.
And now, if you went to the store and bought, like, some fruit or years ago or something, now the grocer might take it and put it in something made out of paper.
A paper bag.
Did you ever hear it called a poke?
Yeah.
Would they call
paper
it?
Paper poke.
Yeah. Did they ever, your mother ever say something like, go get a poke of, a poke of, you know, I don't know, did they ever use that like a poke of apples or something?
Yeah.
She'd tell you that, you know, when you'd be going to the store. And what about, now you said you bought your sugar in a barrel.
We did for years, and then we got to buying it in sacks, you know. Well, of course, we had to have so much sugar.
Mm-hmm.
We generally bought 50 pounds at a time, you know.
Oh, you did? Wow. So you'd buy it in sacks then after you didn't get the barrel any longer. Now, if you were carrying your washing out to hang it on the line, what would you carry it out in a...
In a clothes basket.
Oh, yeah. And what about what nails would come in?
Tags.
And very good. Now, what would run around a barrel to hold the staves in place?
The staves.
And then to keep the staves in place, those metal that have
hoops.
Oh, yeah. And on the top of a bottle to stop it up, they'd have a
stopper.
And what a musical instrument that
I had a harp. French harp.
And what about one that they would
juice harp?
You remember that?
Yeah.
And if a person wanted to pound nails, they'd have to have
a hammer.
And on a wagon, the part that goes up between the two horses is called
tongue.
And on a buggy,
there's just
one horse buggy.
Shafts.
Oh yeah, that's what I was doing. And you remember that too. You know all this stuff, is right? You're great. Do you remember what the wagon wheels used to look like?
Yeah.
Well, now in the on a wagon wheel, now in the center, they'd have a
hub.
And then
spokes.
And then what would the spokes fit into?
A rim.
Oh, I see. Well, now, what was the rim made of?
Wood.
Oh, a wood.
And then